The Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit Receives Enlightenment Under a Pinyon Tree. The Hermit sat down on a hill to write in his journal. He was now very near to Owl Mountain. This was the very spot where he had spent his first night in New Mexico so many months ago. He could see his cave and the next cliff just beyond the chasm that loomed before him. He leaned against an ancient gnarled pinyon tree, propping his notebook on his knees. He began to write. I am Giovanni. I was named after John the Evangelist, who is known as John the Divine to the Greeks. John was the only apostle of Christ who was not martyred. All the others were, however, therefore John must be martyred in some way. He paused to look up at the blue winter sky, then he dropped his gaze downward. There were still patches of snow dotting the shaded areas of this high plateau. The only other colors came from the olive green of the scrub brushes that abounded at this altitude. He marveled at creation. As he gazed about, the words of John's gospel came to him. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum, hoc erat in principio apud Deum, omnia facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est, nihil quod factum est, in ipso vita, erat lux hominum. That is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and His life was the light of the human race. How could John the Evangelist, being the uneducated son of a fisherman, have come to such profound knowledge, the hermit wrote, staring off into space? How could God create a whole universe by speaking only one word? In the beginning was the Word. He pondered the idea of how John had been referred to as the beloved apostle, and as the one who had reclined his head on the Lord's breast during the Last Supper. Suddenly, Giovanni bolted upright as he was stricken by divine illumination. Feverishly, he grabbed at his notebook and he scribbled. It was during the beginning of time that the beloved apostle reclined his head on the Lord's bosom that the pact was sealed between them both. A divine knowledge was transfused from the heart of one into the brain of the other. The Greeks rightfully called him John the Divine. This reclining of his head for one instance opened his inner vision, his third eye, if you will, into the mystical world beyond. He was imparted with the essence of the Lord, so that later on from the cross, just before he died, Jesus was to say to Mary, "Mother, there is your son." And to John he said, "Son, there is your mother." It was this same knowledge that allowed John to glean the voice of God as he lay on the floor of the cave of the Apocalypse with his ear to the ground in Patmos later on. The hermit was beside himself. He was elated that he had come to understand one of the greatest secrets in Christendom. Divine essence could be transmuted by a simple touch. This is what his fellow countryman Michelangelo had tried to convey on the Sistine Chapel as he showed the finger of God, the Pentacritor, touching the finger of Adam. He bowed his head in thanks. The greatest truths were often the most simple. As the hermit was lost in thought, he inadvertently pushed his weight onto the pinyon tree with his back. The old tree had stood for many years, and it was now time for it to surrender its life. With a mighty groan, it fell away from Giovanni, knocking him to the ground with its great roots that were wrenched from the earth. As the hermit struggled back to his knees, still startled by what had just happened, he saw that the tree had fallen across the chasm that separated him from his cave just beyond. The tree had formed a natural bridge from where he stood to where he wanted to be. Unsteadily, uncertainly, he eased his right foot up on the log bridge. By slow degrees, he began to inch his way across the ravine. He paused halfway across and ventured to look down. Were he to stumble, the distance that he would fall would be great indeed. It would mean certain death. A little dazed, he continued his crossing, arriving at long last at the entrance to his cave. He turned back to look at the fallen tree. He decided then and there that from now on he would use this bridge every time that he left his cave as a constant reminder of the uncertainty of life and of the revelation that it had brought to him. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.